There's a little toe-tapping music to try and cheer up your Saturday morning. I love getting the emails we get at the office. You know, there are a lot of you that are undergoing high levels of anxiety based on the news that we hear day in and day out. And you find Rosie on the House Saturday mornings kind of that downtime, the happy place, the point of refreshment. And that's exactly what we try and be for all of you, every Arizona homeowner. Got this really sweet note from some good friends up in Prescott Valley we've known for a lot of years. I quote, he says, "Congratulations on your 30th anniversary. A lot of work balanced with laughs is what made the show a great success. Add to this, your honesty and dedication to help others is why your entire life has been so successful. I've spent over 3,000 hours listening to you on Saturday morning, and I can say, sorry, Sandy, I can't do it now. Rosie's on." So he uses us as his Saturday morning excuse to recharge, refresh, and rest.
You think that's an accurate number, 3,000?
Really? Well, I originally met this man about 1984.
And so it was possible.
And I believe it was the summer of 1985. We actually, you may remember this, me and Jake Gunther and his crew and Larry Schelling, we would drive up on Friday nights.
I do remember.
And we would frame his house right across the street from what's now Mortimer's Farm, but at that time was Young's Farm. But we spent several weekends up there framing his home. So appreciate the sweet note. That's what we're here for, is to lift you up, melt away your anxieties, primarily as it relates to homeownership issues, but also as it relates to life in general. Now, this hour, you've heard the expression 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag, right? Well, we've got 2 hours of information packed into 1 hour of broadcasting, so we're going to get right to it. We're on the topic this morning of living in place. Historically, it's been known as aging in place. It's, you know, complemented by universal design and what you can do to stay in the home of your choice. It's the number one remodeling request we get at Rosie on the House. What can we do with this home, either to bring mom or dad home? How can we take the two hall bedrooms and convert it to a secondary master suite with a bathroom? Or how do we build a casita in the backyard? Or where do we put them? Number one request we get is, how do we accommodate returning mom or dad to the property? Or, I'm going to stay in this house forever. What do we have to do to make it safe, secure, and comfortable to accomplish that? So that's what we're dealing with. So we figured we would take the entire show today and dedicate it to living in place. And we've invited several people here to into the studio. We have Miss Donna Taylor, Chief Operating Officer of LifeStream Complete Senior Living Facilities, located right here in Maricopa County. Donna, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
All right. So we're going to have Donna be chiming in. But we also pre-recorded interview with two of Jennifer and I's closest friends. Gary, let's start with that interview. And we've invited two of our most forward-thinking, closest friends to join us on the conversation, just as we told you they would be joining us in the last segment. I'd like all of Arizona to meet John and Meg Smeck. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosie.
Thanks a million for joining us in studio here this morning.
Great to be here.
All right, so Jennifer has just gotten her certified living in place certificate, so now she knows how to ask people the right questions for those that want to live in place. And in our remodeling experience over the last couple of years, it's not even close. The number one thing we're asked to do is, Rosie, come look at the house. Tell me what I have to do to get mom or dad here. How do I convert the two hall bedrooms into one master suite? How do I build a casita in the backyard? How do I get them into an environment they're comfortable with, that they can stay here? And recently, folks, we were at dinner with the Smecks, and which we don't do often enough, by the way.
I agree.
And y'all have what I would consider a very forward-thinking perspective on your two life plans as it relates to this. John, explain to us a little bit about how you came to that, both through your involvement professionally in the industry, and then your personal story.
Sure. Well, I had a first look at senior housing through my business career, which is mortgage banking. We do quite a bit of financing of senior housing. And so I got a new look at the industry about what is available in senior housing. And it looks much different today than it did, say, 40, 50 years ago. And so I had that perspective of seeing how the industry's evolved over the years. And then my parents, my two sisters and I, needed to care for our aging parents and had to look at their home and how to make that more accessible, safer, that sort of thing.
And y'all had to do that over a bit of geography. You're in Phoenix.
You bet.
Sister in Nashville.
Right, one in Nashville and one in Lake Charles.
And one in Lake Charles, and the parents were in Houston.
Right, right. So it would have been great, Jennifer, to have had an expert come in and help us look at that and help us know the questions to ask. But we needed to prepare the house better for mom and dad to live there. And then as their needs increased, we needed to look at other options that we have. And that process, my familiarity with the changes in the industry and the facilities that are provided today and the process that Meg and I went through to care for my parents really informed us on how we're going to plan to age in place and then join a community.
Talk about that, Meg. So y'all have decided that there's going to be some point in time you'll vacate whatever nest or crib you're currently in and actually, by choice, move into one of these communities that allows you to age in place.
And that's exactly right. We have four children, grown children now. But this experience that we've been through really encouraged us to be proactive when our time comes. I guess there's a little subjectivity on when the time comes, but for sure we want to be in the driver's seat making that choice, not only for John and I, for the quality of our life as we get older, but as importantly so that our kids really aren't confronted with making that choice when we're not in a position to do it.
All right. Those are good friends of Jennifer and I's, John and Meg Smeck, who agreed to be interviewed. They were unable to actually be here in studio today, but they have recently lived through the death of John's mom and dad within about a year of each other, and what it took for the long-distance children to get back to home on a rotating basis to take care of their parents, because his dad is much like me. I'm going to have my perfect house built here in about 10 years, and it's going to be the house they roll me out of. I haven't found a facility yet that'll let me bring my German Shorthairs and my Tennessee Walkers. I did find a loft apartment in Scottsdale, but they wouldn't give me an equestrian elevator. So we're here with Donna Taylor, from the Chief Operating Officer for LifeStream Complete Senior Living. And Donna, growing up in the 60s, I had two relatives in the old folks home. And this is South Louisiana. And anytime I wanted to hear stories about the late 1800s or early 1900s, I would buy a six-pack of cold Schlitz beer and buy 2 pounds of Boudin or fried chicken, and I had to sneak it in to my great uncle's room, and he would sit there and visit with me for hours. But that room was his entire world. They have really changed the industry.
We have, and that's one thing that we can be so proud of, is that I, like you, Rosie, have a not good memory of when my grandfather was in a nursing home. And that was my first and only lasting memory of my grandfather was that scary place where it seemed that old people had been taken there to die and that they were reaching out because they were lonely and they were sad. And the world has changed so much, and rightfully so, that we have said that's not okay. That's not an okay way for anybody to have to live. We wouldn't do it to really anybody. You wouldn't do that. And so the retirement communities have evolved so much to be so much more than just the home. And you heard John and Meg in that interview talk a little bit about the plans that they were making about retirement communities. And now we have so much more choice. And retirement communities now start with this concept called independent living. And they are exactly what that sounds like. It's a place where you live independently the life that you've chosen to live. Now, I don't know about your dogs, but I certainly can
multiple.
Talk.
Multiple. Not lap dogs. Multiple German Shorthairs. High energy.
So independent living may be a little challenging for those dogs, but you've already said that you plan to be living in a cabin somewhere. And so independent living in a retirement community is exactly what it sounds like. It's independent. And you can do life the way you want to do life, but it brings around you the services that you may or may not need today, but that you certainly might need tomorrow. Things like transportation, dining services, activities that would enrich your life, the opportunities to socialize and engage with other people, and how important that is.
What y'all have introduced for that demographic is purpose. And that's what my aging relatives never had in the old places. They were moved there for a very morbid excuse and reason, and they knew it, and they had lost their purpose. Now, that goes for all of my relatives, Gary, except my grandfather's brother, Pianck, who ended up in a nursing home in North Lafayette, and he thought it was a dating club.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Uncle Pianck. He thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, this is wonderful. Why didn't I end up here a long time ago? We're here with Donna Taylor, Chief Operating Officer of LifeStream Complete Senior Living Facilities here in the Phoenix area, as well as going to return back to an interview with our close friends, John and Meg Smeck, talking about keeping the options for living independently.